High school advanced placement classes in English, biology, and calculus will have a grade point average of 1 through 5 next year, regardless of how students perform on the AP test. The old system required a score of 3 or higher on that test for a 5-point GPA. Students who don't take AP classes have a GPA of only up to 4. Principal Rick Dormer told the school board the goal was to encourage more students to take AP classes.
Because we've really every year have kids say, well, I really want to take AP calculus, but I'll take, you know, math connections or something because that's going to be easier and it's going to be a lot easier and I want to keep my GPA because I'm going to be salutatorian or something. That happens every year. And this will give them a little bit of room. A B in an AP class is the same as an A in a non-AP class. So that's nice for their grade point average.
The old system of requiring a 3 or better on the AP test had created a problem with timing. Students sometimes take the test later in the year and results come back too late to calculate GPA. Dormer said staff wanted to use the 5-point GPA for calculating class rank for seniors in time for graduation.
It has also said that we will not use a weighted GPA in determining class rank, meaning who would be the valedictorian and the salutatorian and the historian, and we do want to change that and say, no, we are going to use this weighted GPA to determine those because the kids who take the AP classes should be, they've earned something and we don't want to take it away from them.
Board President Jean Ellis remembered the issue has been under discussion from even before she started her latest stint on the board in 2007.
There were some people that felt very strongly that their students hadn't had enough time to plan ahead for what kind of classes they wanted to take, to be able to take AP classes to get those fives, to be able to compete, to be valedictorian. And so at that point in time, they didn't change it. And I didn't take it on once I got on the school board, even though I agree with the idea.
Yeah.
I think this is an academic, and it's an academic reward.
Those changes are part of the high school handbook for the upcoming year. In other news, Dormer noted the new digital marquee sign has been installed up on Haugen Drive.
The money for that came from graduating classes mostly. It was a graduating class 2010, 11, 12, and 13, and we are working on some sign recognition to put up there. We've told those classes. So the majority of funds came from that and the majority of our piece, as well as just a little bit extra from yearbook ads. So the community really, again, supports. We thought that seemed a good way to kind of advertise school events by using some of the yearbook ads they've been selling. So. Yeah. That's where our financial piece came from the school district. And of course, we have such a great relationship with Northern Knights Theater, and you know, many of our students work there, and they, of course, split the cost with us as well.
The sign is used to announce school events and advertise the weekly movie at the student-run Northern Knights Theater. It replaces an older sign with lettering that had to be changed by hand. Marty Susort with the Alaska Commercial Contractors gave an update on the elementary school renovation project. That company is working on the window, wall, and insulation replacement at Racy Stedman this summer. Susort said the work is going well and on schedule.
I'm pretty pleased with the way the crews are working, and of course we all have to do things in order. One group has to do their share before the next ones can get in line. In this case, the framers have to get the walls done so I can sheetrock it, and then the plumbers have to get in and hang the heat system, and then the carpet layers have to get in. And that's all coming on in the future, and we're looking forward to a smooth system here. So
the board also approved a budget revision for the fiscal year that ends this month and okayed the purchase of language arts textbooks for all grades. Board members also bid farewell to Superintendent Rob Thomason, who retires from the district this month. He praised students and staff and thanked the board.
Thank you to the board for a great 5 years in board and staff and community, a great 5 years in Petersburg. It's been a highlight of my career. Truly has. It's as my wife and I have reminisced and said, we only wish we'd have found this opportunity 10 years sooner.
New Superintendent Lisa Stroh starts up work in July. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.